Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talks Daf, the shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at the Gemara on Rosh Hashanah 30, talking about the idea of time. If you'll say it means each man and his wife are obligated to blow the shofar, the Gemara asks, I will respond, is a woman obligated to blow the shofar? But the blowing of the shofar is a positive commandment that is caused by time. And the rule is that women are exempted from any positive commandment that is caused by time. The notes point out, the arrival of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur of Yovel, activates the mitzvah to blow the shofar. Women are obligated in positive commandments only in instances when the commandments do not relate to specific times, like Menuzuzah. They're generally exempt from commandments that apply during particular times. With regard to negative commandments, women are generally obligated just like men. See Kedushin. Clearly, each man in his house doesn't mean that women are included in the shofar obligation. The idea being thinking about time. Things that are related to time, women are exempt from, except for certain exceptions, like Megillah, because it's Avhim Hayo Oso Hanes. They are involved in the mitzvah, they are involved in the action, and Purim and the Hanukkah too. The salvation might have come through a woman, but in general, the time is something that is not related to them for different various factors. But thinking about the idea of time, what do we do with our time? People always want to be busy, 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 running here, running there. How often do we sit down and take stock of what we really do with our time? What do we really use our hours, our minutes, our days to accomplish? Recently, I've had an idea that has been burning passionately inside of me, related to something I want to see accomplished in the world, and I think it's a lack of, and I reached out to someone, and we're hoping to make it through, we're hoping to bring it to life. That's an idea of what we could use with our time. You have an idea, you have a concept, you have to let it go through. You have to use your time for it to go through. Make sure to see it develop, make sure to see it accomplished and brought to fruition, brought to life. We only have limited time in this life. People say after 120 years, I wish I had more time. I wish I did X, Y, or Z. No one ever says, I wish I had more money. I wish I had a bigger house. I wish I had a bigger car. I wish I had more than one house. People always say, I wish I had more time. Right now, you have the time. What are you going to accomplish with yourself? How are you going to make yourself have free time? We just learned in Pirkei Avos on the TTPA show. Don't say that you're going to learn when you have free time, because maybe you'll never have free time. No one knows how much time they'll have. We only have 120 years. We should be zochah to all have 120 years. But if you break down the years and what is accomplished every day, it's very limited time. So make sure to use your time, to obligate yourself in the right things every day with your time. Make sure to make the most of your minutes, to make the most of your days, to make the most of your years, to say that you've really used your time in the best way possible. Join us next time as we talk Rosh Hashanah 31 here on the TTD.